Hey guys, hello and welcome to another episode of the Ultimate Consumer Podcast. I want to say a big thank you to everybody that takes out time to listen to this. I know you could be anywhere in the world where you choose to be here, so I want to say a big thank you. Alright, that said, let's dive in. What have you guys been up to? What have you been doing? How's it been going for you? What's been happening with your day? So yeah. Just thought I'd ask and just check up on you and give you a bit of a rundown with what I've been up to and everything that has been happening in between. All the same, thank you once again for taking the time to be here. Alright, I'm going to do a brief rundown of everybody and everything that I've actually done in the past week. Some of the little changes that we made. People that were featured as of recent. Our first anniversary, how we went, some of the changes that we made, what we were trying to portray in our last magazine and all that stuff. So for starters, I would say with the collection that we've been seeing recently, we've started seeing a bit more pictures, more paintings, not old paintings now, I'm just saying like modern age paintings, because I did take out time to study some of them of recent. Roberto Ferri, some of them I was posted by Sully, and you know, many of the likes of them. And so, of the recent collection that we had on our front page, you can see some of DBK's work. What's her name? I've forgotten her name, but you can see Joe. You can see there's this artwork I saw of recent of the half demon, half man smiling in between two faces. I did like what I saw. I think it was when I was in search of Happy Doji that I actually stumbled across that one. And someone of Grandorf and the Devil just portraying, showcasing the balance of life and the good stuff in between, like might and magic and the rest. So for starters, the first one, the one I used as the front cover, I can't remember where I saw it, but it speak to me like, the regular day-to-day, regular activities that have been portrayed in the day-to-day, and of course how a good teenager has handle stress, if you ask me. How a good teenager handles stress and all the pretty movements in between. And also we can't dispute the fact that Lord has been doing a good work. Lord's latest creation, nice, his latest art piece, it has been really nice. I think he dropped a collection of recent, if he hasn't dropped it, I think he's gonna drop it, but I think this is new collection, the latest he dropped of recent. It's really pretty, something to look at. Well, that said, for the direction we took when creating the magazine was, we actually was looking for a way to actually get you to get our viewers to actually experience the feel of the magazine a bit more. Like we're trying to actually show you way more and have you like understand the concept or the design that we're trying to show you. Give you different different artists, and we portray them in different forms. We are trying to like get you rooted in the display that is Web3. So we're trying to like give you a cognitive, like your eyes, a coherent balance to what it can expect when he gets on in the Web3. So that was one of the challenges I struggled out that I was facing when I was trying to like create the magazine for the anniversary. So it was fun working in my way around it, but still I was looking for a way to like get the audience to view more and understand what Web3 is all about, and actually give them the full experience and get them to like get a bit more focused as to what we're trying to achieve here. So this is some of the just recent happenings that we've gone through. This is some of the recent happenings. Still on our creation list. We've got Guyong as a starter for this month, because Guyong has really been consistent in his works, and I've seen some really beautiful creations that he's made over the years, and I like the way I was feeling when I saw his piece for the month. So I was like, okay, I'm gonna like show you guys something different, show you Guyong in all his glory, like give you a good visual of what he actually tends to create whenever he's trying to do some art piece. DK needs no introduction, being here for a good running. I've had him for a couple of years. I just felt I should showcase what he has to offer us in some of the designs that he has actually put out that were striking to me. So that was what I thought about before like giving the case stand. Sorioso is also a very good artist. Been around for a couple of days, for a couple of years rather. Infuses has a scrapbook method or a scrapbook kind of style of creating art pieces. Sorioso is also a very good one. I like some of his artworks, the way he's portrayed, giving a 90s kind of feel. You know, the times where we watched Martin and is he guy? Is he a guy? I can't remember her name though, but yeah. Giving the kind of feel, and I do like it, so yeah. That's why Roy Arts actually has given so many variations of modern attributes in design, and is actually putting effort like in making his designs look a bit more etch a bit more life into the mundane world that is the everyday. So if you've seen some royal art of late, then you've actually seen things that are actually pretty intensive, like pretty interesting, something nice to see. Yeah. You've actually made that time to see some proper art, which is really nice. So yeah, and I'm really sorry for using Roberto Ferri's painting in one of the slots for the anniversary Magazine. Also, yeah, I remembered my boy. Got TXT, yeah. So I do remember him. Like, it's been a... this is some of his old works. This is some of the old work that he did, and he actually infused it in a GIF. So I thought, why not show the people something tangible to view? Like, give the people what art is really about. So just show them something, something that has meaning and also has beauty in it. So hence why I put this piece, this first GIF piece, with the music playing in the background and some inscription of the Roman era inside. And also these for the hard battles fought whenever you are online doing something and you know you are going all out and trying, pushing your best to actually succeed. And yeah, it stuck out to me and I said, okay, I'm going to give the people something that is worth. And then there's Happy Doji. I feel Happy Doji has a lot of interesting designs, but here I am picking something that is very, very, very just big and something that is not going to... something that doesn't like sings too loud when it comes to the designs, but this is just one of them that you're going to like. Moving on, we have Kirokaze. So I saw Kirokaze when I was out hunting for, you know what. Well, yeah, I was out hunting and then I saw Kirokaze and it was, I think he was looking for some, for somebody to like pick up some pieces and then I thought, okay, why not like give him a shout and just put him up because, and I did a bit of a run through to his, through his some of his works. I saw some of what I liked and I thought, okay, might as well give him a shot, you know. And there's also Hamonshu. So yeah, it was actually featured in this month's, in last month's magazine, yeah. And I've had him for quite a number of times, for quite a number of months now. Like, I've actually kept him in, kept him hidden for a while. So yeah, the piece that I even posted of him was one that I had way back, that was way back in early, I think somewhere early January or late December last year. So I posted that one because it resonated to with me the first time I saw it and it was really what actually drew me to Hamonshu. So I was like, okay, I'm gonna like put a work that I've actually like come across and actually had the impact of it on paper as soon as I saw it. So yeah. So that was why I just picked the Hamonshu as of last month. Henry Darba is also a very good one. Different style, different artwork constituting of a modern style painting and different variations of talking about different subjects, could be life, be dead, showing different meanings to different artworks that he's created over the years. So some of it looks very good. Could be a she too, so, but some of it looks really, really amazing. So talked about it. And then there's some honorable mentions like Nice Aunties and you know KK. Like some of them are just pretty crazy of later. And Nice Aunties are actually put out good content as of late, like good works as of late, and really nice. So yeah, these are some of the works run down. I wanna do a huge shout out to somebody first off before I switch it to overdrive, like if I talk about something else. And then there's Jopies. Jopies is just out of this world. Like, the way he designs is just out of this world. And special shout-out goes to Ines. Yeah, Ines. Ines' work was really, really challenging when I wanted to use it. Like, working with it was actually very challenging. Like, Ines, yeah. Ines, right cheek. So, yeah. It was really challenging working with it, trying to understand some of the attributes that were being used in the process of creating that work. It was somewhat challenging for me, and to actually understand the meaning in the work was also in itself. So was also in itself a challenge. So taking time to actually understand the work was something that I find intriguing. So yeah, that's why I'm actually giving it a solid shout out. And also, there are so many works that I probably have not talked about. So many works process, or people are actually making something different. Like I did see the Love Church of recent. What's the name? Not Vertigo. I did see some of Vertigo's work too. I saw DVK. I saw Jenny Penasin. Yeah, Jenny Penasin is actually a very good one. Polygon also of recent been seeing some of his works. Jenny Penasin, the painting of Jenny Penasin that you see here is actually been zoomed 10 times. I hope you guys actually understand, because I was looking for something to actually portray like degree of difficulty when an artist is creating. So I was looking for something to like give into context what the degree of difficulty when an artist creates is actually means. So you can see some works like Jopie's work kind of highlights some form or level of degree of difficulty. Then there's Jenny Penasin also that they used to highlight like a good level of difficulty. Now this is just me like giving basis to some of the artworks that I've seen and giving you reasons why they are what they are, giving you reasons why they kind of hold more weight in the positions that you find them or wherever you've seen them or how you've seen them look. So these are some of the reasons why they are in a particular spot when you see them. Somewhere like Muhuju. Like, I've known Muhuju for a while, yeah. So this one's just one of it. Or Daichimori. So these are all people that have actually mastered the craft of actually taking our time to create works that actually hold weight. Then there's Eric Berner, Ben Bachow, even Mekwe or Tichago. These are some people that I've actually come across over the years and actually love what they do. So hence why I just picked them for this mags and this last one. I even quite liked Satar's artwork of it. I've actually seen some of the artwork. Could be he, could be she. Like I said, I've seen some of the artwork he or she creates, and I did like it. When I was like in the mid of last month, that was the mid of July. That was when I saw Satar's work. That's the recent artwork she did. It's pretty cool. It was of a little Barbie dancing and just but it was actually something that fit into the collective creation of artists that are working over recent to give us tangent modernity as we travel in life. So it's definitely one to be heard. So that was some of the reasons those are some people that I put in the recent work and some of the reasons that actually made me use them in the recent work. These are people that actually know what they do in the industry and have actually spent time to like research what people are most likely to like want to use. What people are most likely to understand easily when they actually take a look at the creative headlines of the world as of late, or the creative structure of the world when it comes to digital and physical art. So that's why some of those people were picked for their works this past month. Also, we like to like infuse a bit of music in what art is, and it's never a dull moment when you put music into art, and that's what makes it actually comes out even better sometimes. So then again, I took our time to like curtail some vibe resources to actually pull the Kanye West backdrop where he was walking through some parts of his old music and how far he has come. This part made me reflect to some of the journeys that we're taking just to get to where we were of late. So yeah, that was why I actually just decided within myself to use it as an outro. So it was I think it's just like a collage of all his works over the years and how much it has affected civilization. So it had to play a role in the last magazine. So if you take our time to like study some of the context within, I hope that you will understand the reason behind the action of Kanye West and his working directive of musical flow. So and then there's DK. DK has actually been a really solid person when it comes to like doing some of the works that come with this. I think I heard from DK first when I was what month was that? I think it was my second month in, and he gifted me a piece that that has been with me for a while now, and that piece actually helped me to like do some of the works that I've been doing over time. So yeah, DK is solid member of the artistic society. So if you have a chance to get to cop one of DK's work, it's a must. So yeah, so this is just a quick rundown through the Web3 magazine that we did of last month. Some of the artworks that we've posted and why we actually have them up there currently. Some of the works that are actually in circulation as of the past few months. Because as much as we living and we are just buying and selling and making more art, some of the artworks tend to go unseen, and some are actually very much more visible than the others. So I was doing like a quick run through to all the works that were released as of late, and how much it has been of a huge significance in society, and truly it has actually taken some of the market share and actually made big huge dents in modern market. And all this is just to like it's like chasing balance to bring about a more robust economy where arts can thrive and actually be in every household. So this is some of the modern directives that we've taken to actually get to where we are now. Such a beautiful one. So yeah, because I've tried like for me I've tried like doing things a little different, like looking for meaning in like doing other creative aspect of life, like doing other creative things, trying to get my head out of just doing one standalone piece with pouring huge vast amounts of energy into creating one thing, or one being, if you ask, like trying to put together everything that you've learned and just trying to create something that will hold meaning. So yeah. It's one of those things. But anyways, I see that in the aspect of art in the modern civilization now, it's growing. And talk of the recent I will not say an art heist, probably an art thief. There was a burning of the Corpus Christi art work, I think with Jesus and his mother, and it was being burnt in raised in a house fire. I think, I don't know if it's a house fire or I don't know, but I think it was being it almost got burnt in a fire. So yeah, and it was saved. So yeah, that's just like a win in our book. So yeah, so it's one of those things that I was like trying to like foster, like how do I put it, like when you having a good save of to save an artwork that has rich history in it, and to keep it alive for the next generation. It's actually say monumental stuff. So when you see like those little saves on the TV, you see little protests around some artworks and other stuff, and although we tend to overlook it and just think it's like there's no big issue around it, but sometimes it's usually like there's a reason behind it, and the reason is actually a coherent one if you look into it. So yes, one of those things. But I don't think it has actually done things that we've not yet understand, or that we've not come to understand or come to know, like, because when it comes to like art shaping the face of history, that's the face of the culture that we're actually living through, is art has a huge effect on it, and actually tends to like shape the reality that we live in, because so many of the things that we do today, some of them were actually it's actually been done in the past, and due to the fact that we are humans and we sometimes repeat our past mistakes or our past behaviors. So with art etching coursing through history with us, and just keeping a time capsule of everything that's happened over the years and coming into the new year, or coming into a new millennium, all the things that we've recorded over the years can now be stored or cannot even be used if that's the case when it comes to utilizing or understanding what art is. So it could be utilized and just kept around for us to search if we're looking for anything that is in relation to and gives us the ability to just do a quick dive or a quick search for it, so as to avoid any incoming missiles that we're supposed to, that has happened before or something. Just like a reminder to look back and keep a head strong, and keep a head strong notion to where we are headed, so as not to make the same mistakes again. That's what I'm saying. If you look at it the way we've been living over time, I don't know. Like for me, I'm not seeing I feel, I'll say I've been a bit more depressed of late. Okay, this is my personal POV, so I can't really say for how every other person is feeling. It's not like I'm so depressed that I don't know. It's a whiff there. It's just there. Like, it's not anything serious or anything major. It's just something I know that at least once in a while I just get pissed. So, yeah. But going through it is not like a big deal. It's not something that we are scared of. We're not in a state of panic. We understand that it's some form of life that we blew past in due time. So, although we actually taking preemptive measures to just keep ourselves in check and understand that it's not deep. So yeah, it's one of those things we sit down and we analyze day to day, and not even a deep dive of any sort, watching the effects and how everything is unfolding, and trying our possible best to keep ahead of any curve, any impending curve, if you understand what I mean. So yeah, nonetheless, nothing that we are looking to do that nothing that we've been looking to do that has not been done already, so just follow the leader. I play follow the leader now. But anywho, in the situation that we are finding ourselves on it, like the way we are living and all that stuff, I don't know. I think if we're looking to change anything, we can only do it ourselves, and whatever it is that is kind of a big deal with us. Anything that is kind of a big deal to us, I think strategically, looking for a way to have it done quickly and in timely fashion would be the best way and going about it. So yeah, that basically some of my findings. Not just in culture, in modern coexistence between ourselves, taking our time to go see friends, family, talk with talk with a work colleague or even a friend. That should come as second nature when it's as humans, like we should come as second nature. We should not like let it be too much of a burden that it becomes something that we lack or we are missing at some point in life, because the people that we keep conversing with, they actually help us to keep our keep whatever it is that we are actually doing in check. And this is not like pertaining helping you in terms of organizing or keeping you updated in a timely manner. No, just in the sense of having somebody to listen to your problems whenever you actually want to voice them, or whatever it is that you actually want to tell them, they are ready to listen. Having people like that is actually a very rare instance, and in the 21st century, where nobody actually has your time, so you have a friend that you can talk to, keep your mental health strong, and help you through any issues that you have. Those are people that you should surround yourself with. I'm not saying you should not like surround yourself with your crazy ass friends that actually like to do things that we scare you, all those kind of stuff. I'm just saying that you should have like a proper person with value skills that can actually discuss some proper meaningful conversations with you, that will actually point you to the right direction. So as to in terms of living life, it's all I'm saying. So if you do have a friend that you talk to that keeps you active, that makes you want to do things you've never tried before, then that's the right partner for you. Like, that's the right person to actually be spending time with. So you should make out time to like be with people that actually know more than you, and actually are willing to actually discuss down to the most minute issues with you, like whatever it is, that even if when it doesn't make sense to them, they are willing to like take out time and listen to you. Those are some of the very classy people that you should be hanging with, and not all the ones that just don't have your time or is taking out time to, like, it's not giving you a proper dose of what reality is. It's just making you feel I won't say uneasy, like making you feel unbothered about life. You should know, I'm not saying you should take on the world's problems, but you should know that some of the problems actually concerns you, and even if you can't do anything about it, you should be sure to like keep yourself out of danger when it comes to those problems too. So that's what I'm saying. So you don't fall into like a trap and not even know that you are actually in a trap. So those are some of the things that just stand out. How is standing? As is. So if you are someone that actually know how to like organize and just get your group of friends together, to like just bring people together and just have them do something together, you should tend to spend more time with friends and family, if you know, like actually do more community building. Like, you don't have to like do you with people outside your friend group, or people that are outside, like basically just people outside now. you can actually do it with the few number of people you have. Just make a quick get together, make sure nobody's bored. Like, yeah, because I feel boredom tends to lead to different effects when it comes to how people react to whatever is happening in their life. I think stress plays a major role. So if you could create an activity that could alleviate stress for your friends and family, then that would be an activity you should always tend to want to have with your family members, so as to keep their spirits high, and also keep them bubbly and ready to engage with any form or sorts of activity that you are prepping for them. So these are some of the things you can actually do, like to get your community to show you some value aspects to the way life is. So it's not like rocket science. Like, if you take out time with people in your vicinity or people in your locale, and you teach them what you know, or you discuss with them the cultural practices of the world, or the practices of your own culture, just like showing them what it's like to exist in your own world, that would be like a huge boost for people that have actually not seen something of your sort. People that have not seen it, I don't know what it is. I don't know why people from that era behave that way, or people from that place, why they behave that way. So those people, you give those people a chance to learn. This will be a chance to do things differently. So this will be a chance to do things differently. This will be a chance to make better decisions. And this could be just from a little heartfelt discussion that you have with them. So how do you discuss is something that's necessary. So if you taking out time to talk to a friend or a colleague, whoever it is, you should put into great context what you and that person discuss, and just make sure the person is actually getting value anytime the person sits with you. Like, that's just to keep the culture alive and keep people in a way that they actually relate with each other, and in turn, not always bickering or making a fuss about every little issue. So it helps them to foster a better community development amongst themselves, and in turn, just helps for a stronger community. So yeah, that's just basic aspects to it. So some of the basic aspects to it, and you know, it's for culture. of recent, I'm talking about culture now. I did miss some of the cultural based style of preparing some delicacies and others stuff. Like, I do miss it, because I've been out of my home country for a while, so some of the cultural based foods I've not had them in a while, so so I'm just saying, it's something I have missed. I'm looking to one day go out and inquest in search of it, and then just have me a bit of some. Yeah, there are some delicacies I've not had in a while, so I'm just saying. So some cultural practice is just best to align with to align with the vicinity you're living in, to align with whatever situation you find yourself in, to just like keep hope alive and make cultural enrichment in a particular geographical area a more impressive one, a more consistent one. And it just brings about more color to the society, if you understand. Like all those delicacies that are not often prepared as much, then you find special parts or special places where you can actually get them. Actually, you have a delicacy of your own, just something. I'm just saying. I'm just giving you like speculation, because when it comes to when it comes to culture, like a big part of culture is some of the food we consume, because the food, some of it is actually very, very useful to actually showcase what some of the cultural practices. This is one of it. So I'm just saying. So if it's something that you would want to look into, something that shows you what it's like to gives you a different feeling to what life is, just one of those things. And if you keep at it, it just makes shows you, or it just gives you a different context to life, or it just shows you a different way of how life actually is. So just one of those things, but it's not like it's nothing with me. So it's not something we've not seen, or not something we've not felt in the world, or those kind of things. It's just we don't miss it that we are tired or all those kind of things. But it's just good memories. So that's why I thought to just share it in that manner. But nonetheless, I'm gonna talk about some aspects of gaming. What have I played of recent? I think I'm trying some new champs on League of Legends. Some of the champs I've tried was Vi. I did try Atlas. I tried the shopkeeper too. Orin, yeah. So I've been playing some of them for a while. I don't know what you guys think. Do you guys like the fire breathing T-Rex? do you guys not like the fire breathing T-Rex? I don't know. To me, I don't think it makes a difference. I think the goal of the game is still the same. So it's just like, I think it just gave us a bit more fun, a way to actually express ourselves when it comes to like playing the video game. So yeah, I think it's actually a cool feature, if you ask me. I've not had time to like go all out and just have fun with it, but for a while now I've actually played I played sometime in a while, and of recent I've been taking L's. Maybe I don't know how to engage, but who cares? I'm not making it a do or die stand. Like when I play, or do I get hurt when I lose? truly. But yeah, I'm not like making it too much of a big deal when I lose, because are people that play better, so it's nothing. So it's just one of those things. But anywho, I think I'll be liking the state of play of recent. Some of the, it's easier for me to get around the map. Sometimes I don't even know what's happening. I'm probably on the wrong side. And then I don't have to walk all the way back to the Dragon Lane just to get a hit on somebody that's already killed my whole team. At least I can get there a bit more quick. At least to use my ultimate before they all die. So I can say I did something. But that's just one of those things, if you know. It's just I tend to try and have fun, whether I'm winning or losing, just make sure I'm packing the ball at the point of fun first off, just to keep my hopes up and make sure that I'm actually getting my money's worth out of what I'm doing. So it's one of those things. So I would say the current state of play right now, I think it's a bit too fast for me. Not that I'm complaining. I say for me it's a bit too fast because everything moves at a very quick pace, and me, I'm still thinking of how to farm, or maybe my ADC has died a couple of times, and because I'm not like protecting the ADC well enough or something, or maybe just being focused a bit too much, and then I lose that lane. And then I lose a couple more, I try to fight back and then I die, I get cheated and fight even more, and then I die some more. And before I know it, 15 minutes has passed and I'm still on boots. I've not bought anything, just my boots. And then the second wave of attacks come and we are trying to fight for Dragon. That's the second one now and I'm losing. I'm not taking into consideration of all these so many mistakes I've made along the way. So yeah, I'm not saying it's evil. I'm just saying maybe I'm not doing something right. And as much as I know, probably I'm the one that's not playing like to the best of my ability. I feel it's just time that if I keep at it, I'll get better. So I'm not really too bothered about it. I hope I climb this season to see where I can actually get to. So I'll keep putting in, is it my 10 hours or my own community service just to get out of low elo, you know? So I can actually come to high elo and make some noise too. So that's just about it. Like, playing video games is used to kill boredom. So I hope you guys are killing boredom with your own time. I hope you are killing boredom too. I don't know what the time is in where you are, but hopefully you are doing something productive. Anywho, I've been also working on some things. I was thinking to like infuse more of the designs into the fashion top 10. I want to see if there's something else I can do to make it a bit more bolder. I've been trying some things, some variations, coming up with some new style to make it better, just to give you a different perspective to what the 3D space, the metaverse rather, can actually showcase when it comes to art directive, and not just art directive, but also in terms of fashion and what it can be used for. Even in music, I want to try and do something for music, but then again, I'm thinking about it, but I've seen I've seen like a tangent aspect for the fashion world, and hopefully I feel when it comes out, people might love it. I hope you guys do love it, because I just want to see how it goes first, so I know if there's any mistake, any routine checks that need to be made, or if you guys notice like something out of place, then you can just give me your feedback and let me know, so I can actually do it better. Or if there's anything that you want to see that, or maybe there's something that should be there and it's not, then you can just give me a shout, or just show me, help me understand what it is that is missing, and I will do my best to like give you I'll do a routine check on it and then give you feedbacks on it. I'll do a routine check on it and just give you feedback on it and tell you if it's a directive that I want to follow, or if something different that I want to show you guys, then I will just do so immediately. But as it stands now, I'm taking out time to like study some ways to like actually infuse those two together, and hopefully you see something good. So if there's anything that I've not touched them, or maybe you want to see something that I've not done, or something that is not right, and you like to like spell it out or point it out to me, just let me know. Use the Got Inquiries box. Just send me a quick message there, and I will read and respond. So whatever it is that you guys think that I can do to make it better, to get it up to standard, or if it's not something that you actually like, or if there's a change you want to see, just do let me know. And anyways, anywho, thank you for your time. Thank you for taking out time to listen. And have a good one. See you on the next one. Bye.